Kids, I'm rolling.
Okay.
Welcome to the Sideways Productions podcast, brought to you by Native Audio.
Watch out, everybody. Liz and Dick is about to come out.
Lindsay Lohan. So we've been talking about this for a long time, haven't we? Finally hit the red carpet. What do the critics think?
The reviews have been scathing.
We're talking Emmys here, right?
No, this is kind of sad, pathetic.
New York Daily News reviewer David Hinckley calls the Liz Taylor biopic a failed attempt to bring sparkle. The Hollywood Reporter's long report is so bad that it's funny.
People are saying that Elizabeth Taylor looks spinning in her grave. I don't think so. I think she's yawning laughing from the great beyond.
Lindsay is woeful as Taylor from start to finish, but whatever you do, don't miss Liz and Dick. It's an instant classic of unintentional hilarity. Drinking games were made for movies like this, and the worst part is it gets worse as it goes on.
I've never ever heard of a film that's got such shit reviews. Ever. I've never heard of a film that has been rated that badly.
You mean with like a megastar? Oh, well, not megastar.
Oh, no,
like
way, megastar, yeah. I've never, ever, like, oh, since Waterworld, I guess.
True.
But guess what the best thing about this film is?
What?
Grant Bella.
Who's that?
Wolf.
Oh, true, the Kiwi dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
he's in it. Apparently he's the best thing.
Bella.
Best thing in it.
Yeah, yeah, true.
And the producer said that he couldn't sleep easy until he came on board. That's how bad things were going before it even started.
Oh, my God. That's...
So, yeah, I just wanted to put that together to... Once I heard a couple of reviews on TV, I just thought I had to put it on the podcast because that is bad. There's actually more than that I found that I couldn't put in.
What about not off topic, but, you know, Geely or whatever, that J-Lo movie with Ben Affleck?
Oh,
that
yeah.
was pretty shit
was
reviewed.
Pretty
yeah,
that was like a serious movie that kind of became a comedy, like had more people laughing than...
So this Lohan one was meant to be for cinemas, but it was just too shit. Or was it
It's a Lifetime thing.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
Here's another review. She and her film are too awful to watch, so that's just... people left throughout But they treat it like a major blockbuster when it came out. They had a big red carpet thing. It was televised. They had all the media there. Everyone was there, and then people were laughing in the cinema. And then people were leaving, walking out, all sorts of things. And they were just saying that her portrayal was just terrible.
Career over, I reckon.
Yeah.
Man.
And it just sucks because that Kiwi dude's in it.
Yeah, why would he even choose to do
it? I have no idea.
Is there like any...
Cash money.
Any like big names on the crew?
Cash money, baby!
Nah, doubt it.
No,
it's Young money, cash money.
I think it was bad from conception, but it just got worse because Lohan was in it. So yeah, that's my movie news. Anything else you guys got to add?
Oh, well, I just got something about... one of her old movies. This is quite embarrassing. I don't know why I'm talking about it. Can you remember The Parent Trap?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that twice at the movies. How ridiculous is that? Somehow I got dragged to it. And I think the second time I watched it, I actually pretended to be asleep for like the second half of the movie. Yeah. It's like, who falls asleep at movies and who commits to it? Like, commits to pretending to. I don't know why I did that.
That's the one where she plays a twin, like
twin sisters.
One's English and one's American.
I can barely remember that film.
It doesn't matter.
It's like scarred Ben for life, eh?
It's just,
that sucks. I hate pretending to sleep, you know, when you've got your eyes closed and you're definitely awake.
Yeah.
And like people know you're awake too, but they just think, oh, he's asleep. Yeah, whatever, Dick.
Man.
So I don't think this film is going to be showing in New Zealand. Probably not.
Better not.
Oh, people are saying that Elizabeth Taylor's going to be rolling around in a grave, and I couldn't believe it, man.
Oh yeah, had to.
Anyway, Ben, you've watched a short film that you wanted to tell us about, eh? What was that?
Yeah, it's called Table 7, and I found it on Vimeo.com, and directed by Marco Slavnik and Andrew McDonald.
Have they done anything else?
I didn't even research them, to be honest. But it came up as one of the Vimeo like recommended short films. And it's kind of like a romantic thriller, I guess.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's about a couple in a restaurant it seems like they're about to break up. And there's these Asian people downstairs, or seems like downstairs in a basement, listening to them.
Yeah.
And kind of transcribing what they're saying.
Oh,
really?
With like Chinese characters and stuff.
Oh, wow.
I've got a little bit of a clip here. Adam.
Lauren, look.
Just stop. I don't
I don't want to talk about this here.
Why not?
I just don't feel comfortable discussing it here. I don't want somebody listening in.
There's nobody listening in.
Well, you never know.
Lauren, this is ridiculous. Would you just talk to me?
Jack, I don't know what to say. I don't know what we should do.
What do you mean you don't know what we should do? Why are you being like this?
Why do you always have to throw it back at me like that? Like everything's always...
There's a twist at the end.
That's odd.
Oh, wow.
And it kind of reminds you of something that would make.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dark and twisted.
Yeah, but it gets a little bit cheesy towards the end.
How? Like, through the romance?
Nah, just the... After the twist.
Oh.
Mm.
Like just the revelation of the twist and then like they kind of... They should have, you know, implied a bit more as opposed to showing... What they did. So
is it an American film?
Or? Yeah, American, yeah.
And how long is it?
It's 4 minutes, so it's, four minutes. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Mean.
Oh, yeah, awesome. It's like good length.
And I can't stand watching anything longer than that.
Yeah, it's like actually 4 minutes 40 or something.
Yeah.
And it's, it looks really nice. Good cinematography, good production values.
Oh. Can you tell, like, how much the budget may have been? Production?
Like, the audio is pretty good.
Yeah.
And, like, they got heaps of extras in the restaurant and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And, but yeah, I don't know, it just gets a bit cheesy in the. Characters don't really seem like they're connecting.
No.
You know?
Okay.
They seem like they're in two different. I don't know. Yeah.
So what's the name of it?
Table 7.
Table 7.
Yeah.
Vimeo.
Yeah, Vimeo. Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Well, but yeah. To be honest, if I made it, I'd be happy with it.
So. Festival quality, though.
Yeah. It's probably one of their first things they made, I reckon.
Oh, cool.
So they probably just fine tuned a lot of things now.
Nice.
And yeah, made something a bit more complicated and. Yeah.
Sweet. Anything else to add to that?
Yeah, you should check it out. Yeah.
Go watch it.
Pretty cool. 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Solid.
Cool. Adam, your turn.
Yeah.
You got a band, don't you?
I do. Okay. So these guys, born and bred here in Auckland. They're three guys in a rap group, and their rap group is called The Document. They're an independent group at the moment, and I say they're independent at the moment because I don't think it's going to be long until they get snapped up, personally. But whether or not they sign anywhere, you know, who knows? They have on their SoundCloud a little description, which is New Zealand natives Psych One, Shackles, and Image have teamed up to present The Document. Document, by the way, is spelt D-O-Q-U-M-E-N-T, slang, you know, or yeah, sounds cool. And they've sworn to the ways of real hip-hop, boom-bap, and all-round street culture.
Boom-bap.
Oh, nice.
Boom-bap. The beats are pretty nicely produced. They're slightly raw, like, they're not too massive, like, not too much production's gone into them, from what I can tell, anyways.
Yeah.
And they have quite a New York kind of feel, from what I can tell, like that seems to be a bit of an inspiration, I think, for them. And they have mean, like, I love their videos for their tracks.
Oh, cool.
I think they're really wicked.
True.
So I'll play a couple tracks now and get a feel for
what's it. The name of this first one you're playing?
First song I'll play will be The Document.
Cool.
So the group's The Document.
With a Q?
Yeah. So that's Psych One rapping at the moment.
That's awesome.
We
should do his videos.
It doesn't sound Kiwi at all.
Yeah, that's what I mean by the productions, you know, pretty big, but...
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Do you know these guys, or...?
Yeah.
Oh, true.
I know it's like...
Right. One mic, one love, praise the above,
God. And the next song I'm going to play is called Signs.
Oh, sweet.
This one has a really cool video.
I'm going to check all these videos out.
Yeah.
They're throwing up my name on a dry wall. A sprinkle in my asses on a sidewalk. The eight ball strikes that they notice it. But they didn't know the viper was pushing it. Q took a break, he was losing it. But the green kept seeing all the foolishness. Unforgiven at the table. Cause they was
unforgiven at the table. Yeah, I'm fully on my real shit. You know what it feels like. Type one spitting it so vivid like it's real life. Got me on.
What do you reckon?
It's nice.
Awesome. I can't believe I've never heard of them before.
Well, they
so if they were to get signed by a label, would it be by MTC or Dawn Raid or...
I don't
know. Who would they fit in with?
Because
that sounds pretty awesome. You would expect that they were going to get picked up pretty soon.
Do they need a new video done?
Well, if they listen to this, they should know that we're keen. And
come on, Aiden, hook us up.
Yeah.
Connect the parties together.
Well, yeah, like I said originally, I think it's only a matter of time before... Like, they've probably been offered plenty of contracts by now. But I love that, like, they're, you know, independent and they've created almost a movement within themselves. And, you know, it's fresh. It's, it's their raps are just next level, I reckon, in New Zealand terms. We, you know, it sounds nothing like New Zealand, but it is New Zealand. And if you listen to their lyrics, they're talking about shit, you know, kind of like homebrew, but a whole different feel.
Yeah.
Wicked sound. And yeah, that's
sweet.
That's my little review for the week.
Nice. Cool.
Everyone go along and check them out.
Check them out.
Sideways.
Wine on bitch. Bitch, bitch, moan. Moan, moan, bitch. Bitch, wine, wine, wine. Moan, bitch, moan. Fuck, bitch, moan, wine. And now it's time for me to moan about a bitch.
So, every week we've been moaning non-stop. Well, me, moanly.
Mainly you.
Moanly.
Moanly you, mean.
Mostly about Vodafone. We'll get to that later. Ben, do you have a moan?
Yeah, it's kind of a more general...
It's not about...
It's not a specific thing.
Wait, hold on.
Thing,
it's not about food or drink, is it?
No.
Okay. Because you had an anti-moan and a non-moan, and then inside-out, backwards moan.
This is probably one of the inside ones, inside-out ones. okay, well, yesterday I was in an elevator with, like, 12 people.
Yeah?
And, like, it's...
You farted.
Awkward. No, I didn't fart.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so awkward. I don't understand what you mean to do in an elevator, you know? Especially when there's 12 people.
What do you mean?
They're all feeling awkward.
What do you mean?
What do you, like, you know?
You're not meant to do anything.
You're not, are you meant to talk to people?
You just wait to, you start at A and you get to B.
Yeah, but like.
A half A and
all
a,
I was
and
doing
an early B, you
was
just
like
wait around.
Staring at the corner of the elevator, or like looking at the numbers. And like, that's what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
It should be like some, like, I don't know, adverts or something, or TV maybe.
I mean a TV.
Well, something just for people to do.
Help,
yeah, music,
just
yeah.
Not dead silence.
Because there was no music.
It's so gross. I know what you mean.
My problem
everybody's in there just thinking, oh, fuck, hurry up.
Yeah.
My problem with the elevators are the ones I've been in always smell funny.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true as well.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And like people getting in.
Did you at least give the Maldi wave to the dude next to you? Hey, bro.
Nah.
Maldi wave.
Everybody was just like head down, just not looking at anyone, you know? No eye contact.
Sometimes you just have to say something like,
well,
hello.
I should have said, yeah, like, how about this weather?
You should have just gone, something. Like, halfway through the journey, just go, it's awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on,
awkward.
Man. Especially the big ones, too, like, 12 people.
Mm.
It's just like,
well, that's reaching max weight, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was a 25 people one. It's
one
of those big ones.
Oh, they go,
one.
They go that heavy.
One, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Like the one at your house.
Yeah, that's a good moan. Do you have any more?
Oh,
you got another one?
Yeah, I've got a little update on this Coke situation.
Did you find one with your name on it?
No, last week, I was going on about, I don't know the point of the whole bottle name thing.
Yeah.
And yesterday I saw on a bus stop poster.
Yeah.
There's like a quote from someone.
Yeah.
And it said, can't remember the exact wording, but it was like, I started a new job, and on my first day of the job, there was a bottle on my desk with my name on it. It was so awesome.
What?
France.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. Was this a proper thing?
Yeah. It's like a quote from someone saying that.
No, like, what do you mean a quote?
Like on like a poster? On the,
like it was an actual poster?
Yeah.
Like a marketing thing?
Yeah, on a billboard bus poster.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What's happening with Coke?
It's just like, what the fuck? Like,
this is getting worse.
I don't know what I'm meant to do with that ad. Yeah? So, oh, cool, bro.
See, nothing will ever be better than the Tui billboards.
Nah. Yeah, those are, can't complain.
I drove past one today and it said, I'm renting by choice. Yeah, right. Oh, okay, that was a good one. I don't really want to follow that one. Do you have one?
I do. I don't know if it's going to really interest anyone, but
you could just intensify it by bringing up the music bed while you're talking.
So
deep breaths.
Yeah, buddy.
No. So what happened this week was I have a website that I've never used. It's terrible. Anyway, it's I've got it registered with a domain and everything.
I'll put the link on there.
It's adamperry.co.nz.
No.
Audiowizard.org.
It's with Weebly.
Yeah.
So these mofos have I'm trying to reduce my swearing, by the way. These mofos have,
swearing's good for you.
They have this, it kind of is, but it just sounds bad. Anyways, so they have this option where you can have the, every year, right, you have to pay for the domain to stay registered. It's like $50 a year.
Yeah.
They have on their on their website an option so that it auto renews, right? So like every year it will auto renew. Yeah. That option is defaulted to yes, and they don't actually tell you that.
A lot of people do that, eh?
Next minute, I've got this bill. I should have that on here. Yeah. we have this. I get this bill. Yeah. And it's like $50, and I didn't actually want to renew it at all. I was that's a bit of a fail. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it actually, like, to be honest, it got charged to Maha because I paid with her card
last
year.
By the way.
Yes.
Maha Perry. Maha CN Perry.
So I thought, what the hell? So I went online, checked it, found it, and I was like, God. Sent them an email. Luckily enough, they refunded me within like a day or two. I thought I was screwed. I didn't think that.
Oh, that's a moan and anti moan.
Yeah,
it's yeah, like, but it's like
you end up with zero moans.
What's the logic in that?
Oi, there's a lot of things that do that, man. Like Vodafone. Oh, not Vodafone.
Don't
like data add-ons for 2 degrees as well.
Oh, really?
If you get like a 50 megabyte add-on, just like, you know, because you run out 1 month,
yeah,
it automatically keeps going for the next month. They keep doing it, redoing it.
So this almost goes into my moan.
Oh yeah, that's perfect.
Here it comes.
Well, last week I moaned about Vodafone, and then I got a text message on Tuesday saying we've refunded you $77 for because we stuffed up your data.
Yeah.
And then I got a text message from some dude called Lee, and then I got a missed call, and it was from a customer service rep saying, you rated our customer service as 1 out of 10. I'm a bit concerned about your rating. Can I please discuss this with you at a later date? I'll send you a text. He never sent me a text.
What?
So he wanted me to text him. He meant to text me, so I text him when I was available to chat.
Yeah.
So like after 5 p.m. or something. And so he never texts me. And then I just got a random customer service call saying, we'd like to discuss your plan with you and just want to rate the customer service. But they didn't know that I had trouble last week. So they called me up and just said, how's things going? I said,
shit.
Well, it's pretty shit, actually. I was like, what for? So I was like, do you have 10 minutes? And then I just went on and explained, lost my data, I spoke to 4 people, I never got refunded my money, one guy said he was going to call me and never call me back, I said I was going to get a review on my bill 4 days later, that was over a week ago. A customer service rep called me, left a voicemail, it was meant to text me, didn't text me, and then now I want you to fix it. And then she was like, I apologize about the service. And I was like, wow, it's pretty bad, eh? And
pretty bad, eh?
Yeah, it's pretty stink. And so she said, I'll deal with this and I'll call you back by the end of the day. And she never called me back.
Again?
Yeah.
2 degrees time, bro.
Vicious cycle,
so
isn't it?
So was it altogether 6-7 people?
And you're still with them.
Sideways Productions.
Why, hello.
Konnichiwa.
Hey, dude.
Hello. This is Akme.
You want to
sushi?
Buy something?
I got 2 vacuums. I need to get rid of them.
Pikachu!
Got some dirty floors.
I like your bum.
Looks pretty shit in here, to be honest.
You put rubbish in it. My paper.
Socks up, dude. Fucking great.
Go shit.
I'll shout you today.
Sushi.
I can't believe how great it is, to be honest.
Other stuff, like a bin that...
Pokemon!
Okay, so if that made absolutely no sense, what we're doing is we're doing a new segment, and we all hate getting those calls in the middle of the day from some salesman trying to sell you something.
Or at dinner time.
Yeah. That's the 7 o'clock calls. Yeah. Trying to sell you some product such as a vibrating toothbrush or a new phone. So that's what we're doing today. Today we're going to bring you all a new segment called Salesman, and we are going to draw a random name, a product, and a random accent out of a hat.
Oh,
and one of us are going to have to try and sell something, a completely random product to a complete stranger in some strange accent.
Sweet.
Okay.
So right now all three of us are in the booth.
Yeah.
And so...
Hello.
Should one of us
So
draw?
What one's the names? This one's the names?
This is the names.
Okay, so we'll go... So, yeah. So I'll pick one?
Yeah, just mix it up. Okay, wait.
Oh, South African accent.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I was hoping it wasn't. Okay. And the product that we're selling is...
Is anyone else nervous?
I'm massively nervous.
Yeah, man.
Massively.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's a big one.
Oh, no.
Alarm system.
Sweet.
Okay.
Oh, my word.
Adam, your turn.
Oh, no.
What's this? Name.
Yeah.
Oh, this is painful.
Alan.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious? So what is it? A South African
alarm system? Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, man, I'm like so relieved right now.
What?
Well, what do you? You got a good South African accent.
No, I don't. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is bad. So what are they? How do they talk?
Sharks.
Yeah, my
sharks in the park.
Yeah, your Mornay Stain has done it again. What's he done? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Shark Burger running down to the 22.
This is going to be awesome. Love it.
Is it South African? Yeah. What is the cat doing in the car park? is that right?
That's it, yeah. Hey, my brew.
Yeah. Hey, my China. Is this actually happening?
This is happening, bro. I'm so happy.
Oh, wait. One of you need to time it, though, on your phone to see how long I keep them on. Like, I'm genuinely scared.
Yeah.
Another number? Should I try another number?
Oh, fuck. This is so painful.
Yeah, another number.
I just want it to be over. Fuck.
This is like the one thing I was kind of stressing about the whole day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
I thought most likely it won't be me.
It's going to be funny like if it's you every week. Just put three Ellens in there.
Hello?
Yeah, is this the homeowner of the place? Could I please talk to the person who owns the home? This is Jethro calling from Total One Security. I'm just wondering if I could interest you in an alarm package, eh?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
This is
This is Jethro calling from Total One Security. Is this the homeowner?
No.
I'd just like to talk to someone about an alarm package I have going. I've got a 14-point alarm system going for $40 a month. Just wondering if I could talk to someone that could help me out in the situation at this present time, at the moment, yeah.
Oh, no thanks.
I could throw in an extra two alarm points there for an extra $2 a month, yeah? How's that sound for you, eh?
That's okay.
Is your home safe, madam, eh? Is your family?
Bye.
Is your family safe? Don't you hang up the phone on me! You dirty prawn, eh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. Is this over?
That was pretty good, bro.
Oh,
holy shit.
Fuck.
Wow. Well done. How did you do that?
Fuck!
That was incredible.
That was awesome, bro.
What a natural.
What are you talking about, like points and shit?
Yeah, like 3 point. I say you're 3 point. Holy crap! How do we top that? Also, you did it. You got 48 seconds on that.
Holy shit, man!
Legend.
That's awesome.
Fuck.
All right. Draw some more stuff.
Was the alarm system one of your ones?
Oh, I think it was.
Yeah.
Holy
shit.
He practiced that.
Yeah.
And he wrote that in.
One of you said alarms before.
You knew it was going to draw that one.
One of you said alarms, though, when I was calling it out.
True.
One of you said vacuums and one of you said alarms, so I just wrote it down.
You're just like in the zone, eh?
Yeah,
fuck.
Zone. Wired.
I'm sweating.
Oh,
I'm actually shaking, man.
Yes,
that was perfect, bro.
I want to do one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, come on then.
All right.
Oh, sweet.
So I just, how was the accent through that?
That was good.
Exceptional. So this one is what? Hey. Oh, oh, accent. French.
French accent? What is it? And it is?
Window cleaner.
Window cleaner?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's good to see Ben. Someone else get... Oh, hold on. Who would it have been? Hold on.
Can Ben die?
Oh, yeah.
That would have been... Adam, it would have been you anyway.
What?
I just drew your name.
Oh, yes.
Hello?
Bonjour. My name is Luke Francis. Can I interest you in selling, in buying, actually? I'm not selling, I'm buying. I mean, I'm selling, you're buying. I like to sell you. I'd like to sell you some window cleaner, if possible. Can I interest you in that? And can I, from now on, call you Rosetta?
Who the fuck is that?
Rosetta, my name is Jacques.
Who?
Jacques Bussois. I'd like to see if I can sell you window cleaner today.
What's your name again?
Rosetta. Listen to me. We French, we like to, you see, sell the window cleaner. So,
how long was that?
One minute.
Oh, what?
Fuck!
I changed my name like halfway. Oh. I forgot my name. I say like Francis.
And Jacques
and
or something.
I'm Jacques.
And then you called yourself Rosetta. At the end.
No, he said, "What's your name?" And I was like, I was trying to say his name. Like,
yeah.
Rosetta, listen to me.
Ah, wow.
Wow, that was weird.
Oh,
fuck, I suck at French, don't I?
I thought you were South African.
Yeah, it changed. Oh, well. Sideways.
John! Brian, John!
Finding John with Sideways.
Hello.
Hi, is this John? Am I speaking with John?
No John here. What? Who's John?
Oh, sorry, I think I might have just dialed the wrong number. I was really looking for John.
817-23.
Oh, okay. Must have dialed the wrong one. Sorry about that. Sorry about bothering you. See, that's it. Well, that's attempt number 5, yeah?
I think so.
And Hamish and Andy found a John in 13.
So we can still be there.
Listen to this. This is what happens. This is when they found a John.
Okay, here I go. Go, Jono.
Jono.
Start with a 9.
Oh, yes, don't read out the whole number because other people might ring it. But
yes.
A known John attracting a random John. Never before in science has, I think, anyone attempted this.
Okay, I'm pressing dial.
Okay, good.
Well done, John. John, meet John. John Sandwich. When you're fishing for sharks, use sharks. The same rule applies with Johns.
Hi, this is John saying so.
History is made! History is made! This is unbelievable! History, where were you? I don't even know if we're still on the message,
mate.
Where were you when this
John
happened?
Not
the other time! Somebody hand me poison cordial because I want to die! I've lived it all!
Cordial.
So, that was the record as 13.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who was the guy's name?
Do you guys
name?
Want to feel that happiness? Because
I
want
do.
To feel that
yes,
happiness.
I do, actually.
I do. I feel like it's missing from my life.
Sideways Productions.
Yes! Oh!
No.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, nah. Yeah.
Nah.
Oh,
nah. Yeah. Nah. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, nah.
Oh, nah.
Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. Ready, boys?
Ready.
So hold on. I just wanted to declare that I'm going to win this one. Adam.
Okay, hold on. If you don't win, you have to do a salesman.
No.
This is a democracy.
No.
I reckon.
So when you actually have to do a salesman, are you going to do it?
Yeah, of course. But I'm not going to do
one. But you
one.
Said that you're going to win. If you don't win, you should do the salesman.
No. But
that means
that's not the rules, that man. Means
yeah. I make the
that's
rules.
That's not the rules.
Yeah.
Nah.
I agree with being on
week,
this one.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
Can't
it's
do that.
Rule of luck of the draw the hat,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, but we didn't draw the hat. You had to do the second one.
Yeah, but I wanted to do it.
Yeah. You can't force a baby out of a chocolate situation.
What the fuck? What
yes.
was that?
Yes.
I was just off the cloud then, bro.
Off the cloud?
Yes. That deserves an applause, that is, in my opinion.
That was the...
Just saying weird words.
Well, okay, let's do this. Let's not talk about babies and chocolate clouds and being off the cloud and babies.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Off the rails.
So, this first one's about babies, actually.
Oh.
Baby.
So, first one. Humans are born with 300 bones, but by adulthood, the number is reduced to 206. Yeah or nah?
Ooh, okay.
Good stuff.
Secret answers, boys.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that one before, but we'll see if I get it right or wrong.
Okay.
In Alaska, law states that you can't look at a moose from an airplane.
Why?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. See, like last
like
week...
Like you have a choice, eh?
Yeah, last
like
week, like...
Out, oh, it's a moose, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, fine. Fine, $200.
Fine.
Yeah.
There's a fucking policeman on the plane going, no, you looked at the moose, mate.
I saw you.
What are you doing? I looked at me first. Okay. The Avengers was also the name of a Jewish team of assassins that used to kill Nazi war criminals after World War II.
You see, like last week, all the things were true,
these
right?
These ones are hard.
So it's kind of, trying to figure you out.
You overthink it, Ben.
What did I say last week? You just need to let it happen. Get taken to Europe and just let it happen.
Yep. Yeah.
Just listen to the music and use the gut instinct. And then when you're struggling, use willpower. I'm still nervous from that salesman thing.
I'm nervous for you, bro.
Okay. A young student from India has proven Einstein's theory of relativity wrong and is up for the Nobel Prize.
Hmm. Okay.
I think it's another one I've already heard.
Don't say that, bro.
I think he's doing it on purpose to throw you off.
Yeah, he's trying to trick
that
me.
That one of the two you got last week was because he said, I heard that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the last one?
Yes, sir.
I'm just going to do what I normally do. I've got a few here. I'll just pick one out. Oh, this is a good one. Facebook has started charging its users in smaller countries such as Luxembourg to see if people will pay for the social media service.
I always thought that was a city. It's a country.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Luxembourg? Luxembourg.
Let me think. I'm going to say something.
Okay, Ben. Humans are born with 300 bones and then they don't have as many.
Oh, I said nah.
Adam?
True.
Ooh. That's true.
Woohoo! Come at me.
Moose looking?
Nah.
Ben, false. You got a nah. Adam, you're nah.
Nah. But it will be. It will be true. It's fucking
there's
ridiculous.
No way that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Whatever,
so.
Bro.
Yeah.
Should have put you.
That's... What are you... This world just surprises me sometimes.
Okay. The Avengers? The Jewish team of assassins?
I said yeah.
I said nah. Hulk wasn't German.
Oh, fuck.
It's true.
Ah! Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes.
He's winning.
No, it's one.
It's 1-0.
Oh, 1-0.
One all,
yes. Back in it.
I'm back in it.
No, I'm back.
I'm back in it.
I thought I'd lost.
Okay, the Indian student that proved Einstein wrong.
I said yeah.
Yeah, same.
Oh, shit.
It's false.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
It's still 1-0.
Fuck.
Oh, this is the...
This is the deciding one.
Okay, Facebook.
Yeah.
This is it. I said no.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
You gonna have a drum roll?
Ooh. I think it's... Okay. Good timing. Good timing.
False.
Yeah! Glory! Glory, glory days. Another one to me.
Dick.
Oh, yeah. Bring it.
I'm going to have to find
a friend
next
time. Who wants to challenge
me?
That's what I want. I want someone to challenge. And I can only say that now that I've won like two.
No, it's three now, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fuck.
That's... Oh, you're counting. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm counting my
You're a fan
my
of
downfall.
My work.
Oh, man.
I'm just wondering if Luxembourg is a city, is a country.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a city, man.
Oh.
That's probably why it's
Yeah,
false.
You tricked me. Ooh. Well, I thought they would actually try to do that somewhere, though.
Is it all right if I do a victory speech?
Yeah. You need to play some music underneath you. You need to have music at the ready.
Okay.
You need some gremlin to sing you songs. Go, fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-doo. Who am I and who are you?
Victory speech?
Okay, I'm going to sit back and listen.
Whoop 'em Gundam style!
Go for it.
Gundam style!
That's not a speech, it's just singing the song.
Pretend you're on stage and you got to think.
So, to all my family, to all the kids from Bulls, this was for you. This is a day for us to acknowledge that we can come from a small town and represent. We do manage to somehow pick the right answers, whether it's 50% chance or not. It doesn't matter.
Use the Obama hand.
It doesn't matter, kids. This is what we're here for, Bulls kids.
It doesn't
we're here
matter
to take
gay
over Auckland.
Or straight.
So, next time you might be playing a game against a Ben or an Alan, just remember. Open Gundam Star.
I can't believe Adam won here on and the salesman thing.
Oh.
Sideways.
So, evolution, eh?
Yeah, how about those things that turn into other things?
My slight theory is that religion in general will be gone sooner or later, you know? Like, once evolution is pretty much, you know, indisputable.
But you can't dispute religion.
I know,
with them because they go, oh, what about dinosaur bones being dated back millions of years or whatever? And they go, oh, but it's just there to challenge our faith.
Yeah.
You know, and then they pull out those ones, so you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Even though it's proven by science.
Mm.
So.
But that's faith. Like, that comes down to the word, the you know, faith itself.
Yeah.
But I think, it's like, you know, back in the Roman, when the Romans and Greeks were around, they had their own gods.
And the deities.
It's changed, you know, it's always changing. It's part of human nature to be spiritual, but I think that due to evolution, you know, we're becoming just more, just smarter, proving facts. And
but there's lots of other religions that keep popping up as well. So, like, there's the
Islam. That's not popping up.
No, but there's one called Raelists. Like, they believe that aliens brought us here and watched us evolve over the years, and then they think that they're the gods, like the aliens are gods.
I mean, that's pretty much just as believable as a talking snake, eh?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, it's more believable, really.
But yeah, you sound ridiculous saying it.
Yeah. But it...
Yeah.
But evolution is proven. Everything's been dated back, and I don't understand...
How can I argue it? Like, they say, what, is it 7,000 years?
Five, I think.
From the beginning.
Five or six or something, yeah.
From when God made light or whatever.
I treat spirituality different to religion. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
So there must be... Because I believe in spirituality and I believe things can happen, but I don't believe in how God is represented in the Bible.
Mm. Mm.
So I think a lot of people have spiritual, you know, things happen to them.
Mm.
But I believe there must be something else. I just don't believe it.
I think it's all a way of us understanding the world that's around us. Every religion, everything's invented as a way to understand the universe pretty much, really.
So what do you think the next stage of evolution is? I read in a book that they think the pinky's going to go. They reckon the tailbone will completely be gone because they thought we had tails. So that's why we got a tailbone.
True.
So we're losing that. And I heard we're getting
bigger brains, that's for sure.
Well, they think the body's shrinking. Like it's going to get smaller because we don't need the muscle. Yeah. Like
true.
We don't need as much because we don't do as much physical activity.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, right?
Mm. Yeah. But I actually believe, like, if you come from, do you believe if you had a family and they had a sports background, right?
Mm.
And all of them were sportsmen,
mm.
like a netball and a rugby player, and then their parents played sport, do you think the child will be physically ahead than a regular
definitely.
Child?
Well, they'll be more pushed to get into sport.
That's
as well.
What, that's yeah. genetics.
Yeah. So do you think that's a form of evolution as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I reckon if you were to stand in a room, if you were given basically infinity time, you stood in a room and jumped up and just flapped, like just went like this, your arms going flapping. If you did that for millions of years, you would probably actually be able to fly over time because, and obviously you produce an offspring and they do that for millions of years.
Mm,
that's what evolution is, and that your muscles would, you know, grow and things would, and yeah, before you know it, you're flying.
Yeah.
So
true that.
So that's our talk on evolution. Is there anything else?
Yeah.
That's it.
It's getting pretty hot in here.
Sorry, bro.
Might start turning into something.
Okay, play us out, Adam.
Yeah.
You're looking nice today.
On that lovely note.
I'm still
this one's pretty low on the sound effects, eh, this one?
Yeah, it was. I can't believe I lost both. Oh, I lost. So,
thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Sideways Productions.
Twitter, Facebook, all that. Yeah, admin at sidewaysproductions.co.nz.
Google.
Google's a friend.